The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And welcome. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane, along with Rose Gray. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to hear about fascinating Northern Ireland and Scotland. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But first, good morning, Rose.
Happy New Year, Libby. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Celebrating 2023, but not like our friend Dayton Kane.
And how about that Dayton Kane? Did you tell everybody he sent a picture to the talk and text line?
You know, I was about to tell you that. Rubbing it in, there was the beautiful ocean, the palm trees. I think I saw Dayton with a coconut drink there, sipping that at about 6 o'clock this morning, our time. But I know you set this all up for him, and boy, he's definitely having a great time.
Yeah, thanks to Morgan in our Sheboygan office. Dayton and his traveling companions are enjoying a fabulous week in Puerto Morelos at one of the beautiful Azul properties. And I know when he gets back, he will be more than happy to regale us with all of the wonderful things that he experienced while he was in this fabulous destination.
And show us all his suntan.
Yes,
too.
Exactly.
Rubbing it in some more. Hey, listen, Rose, you haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
Right.
And since then, a lot of people had problems getting to and from where they wanted to go for the holidays. And much of it had to do with Southwest Airlines. Can you kind of break that down for us and explain what went on, why it went on, and also what are they doing about it in the future?
Well, you know, it was really all over the news. And honestly, I think at this point in time, people kind of have a good understanding of what happened. Basically, Southwest Airlines, who does so many things right, including flying only one kind of aircraft, so their pilots only have to know how to fly one kind of aircraft, and their mechanics have to know how to fix only one kind of aircraft, and the success that they've had and how well-loved they are, have really not done a good job of maintaining or upgrading, shall we say, their technical systems when it came to crew communications. The other thing is that unlike the major carriers, that being Delta, United, American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, that have a hub and spoke system where basically their aircraft are housed in a central location and all of these flights are going back and forth with connections in those hubs and then the wherewithal to pull a plane out of a hangar if needed, Southwest uses what's called a point-to-point system. And without getting too in the weeds on that whole thing, it just didn't serve them well. So we're seeing numbers of well over 15,000 flights canceled. And one thing I really do want to let everybody know is that Southwest is stepping up to the plate and trying to make it right. But they can only do that if the people who were impacted make sure that they let the folks at Southwest know what they're expecting. You know, I say that all the time. When people complain about something, if you're going to just complain and then leave that open-ended, what is that going to get you? Not nearly as much as if you're very specific with what you're expecting. So Southwest Airlines has a place you can go to their website, southwest.com/travel-disruption. If you traveled between the 24th and the 2nd of January and your flight was canceled, you have the wherewithal to go in and request that refund. You put in your reservation number, but then at the bottom, there is a place for you to email us. And this is where you can go in and upload any receipts. Again, strong argument for keeping absolutely every receipt, every meal, every rental car, every Uber, every hotel receipt, anything that you spent money on because of your flight cancellation. And the Department of Transportation says they're going to hold them accountable. So, again, it's your job, I guess, to go in there and really let them know what it is you're expecting. So, you know, we have a lot of people that are telling us, I'm never going to fly Southwest again. Well, you know, that's almost impossible because they are such an important player in the world of airline travel. They are considered a low-cost carrier. We do know, you know, why that is. But again, the two free bags are nothing to sneeze at, and it's hard to say I'm never going to fly them again when they serve so many markets in the United States and the Caribbean.
Well, not only that, but the no change fee. I had to change a flight here this week. Wasn't easy getting through, but I finally did. And they were so nice. It's so easy to do with them. And believe it or not, I even get a lower rate because since I had purchased those tickets, the rate went down. I mean, they do take care of their customers.
It's true. And again, when you saw the news where it was just thousands of displaced passengers thousands of lost bags and all of that. It was heartbreaking, and it was such a terrible time for it to be happening because it was over the holidays. So, you know, I wasn't impacted. And so I can stand here and say today, well, you know, give them another chance. I understand if you're upset, and if they don't come through, maybe that's another discussion. But it's your, I guess, your job as a consumer to go in and let Southwest know what you spent and what you expect.
Well, we're here with Rose Gray. And, of course, if you'd like to get through the Old National Bank talk and text line, Old National Bank, get old, is open at 855-616-1620. We're already getting some texts from some listeners who are on vacation and rubbing it in. I don't know if you saw this picture from John and Eileen from Secrets in Cancun. It's 83 degrees there and sunny. And, oh, the water is crystal clear.
It's beautiful. Keep them coming. We live vicariously through your beautiful pictures you're sending on the text message. And I should let everybody know, Libby, that starting today, all of our offices, with the exception of Oshkosh, are open Saturdays 9 to noon. And that is a good opportunity for you to give them a call. We certainly would welcome people to stop in. It's going to be busy. We haven't seen anything like this since pre-pandemic. So, but 9 to noon, 866-GO-FOX-GO. If you're in the sound of our voice, or you're listening, you're streaming, and you're in some horribly cold and snowy place, and you're hearing us talk about Dayton's fabulous trip and John and Eileen's fabulous trip, and you just need to get out of here, this is the time to make those bookings. This is the time to initiate that call.
And this is the time to call Rose Gray here on the Fox World Travel Show. It is 26 degrees. Okay, think about these people who are out there in the 80s. And 9:15 on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we are back with Rose Gray. I'm Libby Collins, and for Dayton Payne. One more text on the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. Says, Southwest, unlike some of the deep discounters who have eliminated their phone staff, actually have live people to answer calls to solve problems. And like I said, Rose, I took advantage of that this week.
Well, and you know, we have to point out, Southwest is considered a low-cost carrier, and then we have the ultra-low-cost carriers, and there is a difference.
Oh,
and we talked
yes.
about this in the past, and it's definitely evident in the customer service that Southwest provides. And again, I didn't experience it, so I can stand here and talk pretty sassy about just give them another chance. I don't know what that would have been like. I mean, I was literally on every news outlet from the Fox Valley all the way down to the Wisconsin border answering reporters' questions about what somebody could have done to serve themselves. And we always tell everybody, be your best advocate. Have that Southwest app downloaded on your phone so that you know what your alternatives are. You may be standing in a line, or you may be on hold with the airline, but if you see what some of your options are in advance, you may be your best advocate.
I agree with you. Seen it happen. I've experienced it myself. All right, we've got some calls coming in. We have Ray in Bayview with a question about travel insurance. And Ray, let's go ahead and talk with Rose Gray from the Fox World Travel Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Ray.
I really enjoy the show every week.
Thanks.
We have some coverage from Chase Sapphire, interruption and cancellation, that sort of thing. And then we also signed up for a thing called Emergency Assistance Plus, which seems to enhance that somewhat. So I think on our next trip, we'll be looking for just medical.
Okay.
Would you have a recommendation for just simply a medical insurance?
Yeah, we actually sell that. There are our good friends at Travel Guard, which is an AIG company right there in Wisconsin, has a policy that would just cover you for insurance. And we can get you a quote. The quotes typically hold for 30 days. And then you can make a decision. You can do some more checking if you'd like and see what you can come up with. But if you're traveling out of the country, Ray, having some additional or some medical coverage is very important because many people are unaware of the fact that Medicare likely does not cover you outside of the country.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have the medical insurance. And we've been getting a package in the past. But now, since we got a new credit card that covers a lot of the basic travel things, we thought getting a policy for strictly medical would be somewhat cheaper.
It is, yes. And it's quite affordable, actually. So I don't leave home without it. And we strongly recommend it. So, yeah. One of our travel advisors can certainly help you. You should be able to get a quote on our website as well, and they typically hold. I think I said 30 days. I think they hold for 7 days. That was my mistake. They hold for 7 days. So you get the quote. You don't have to make a commitment. You can check around to see if anybody's got a better rate and with the same coverage, and then you can go ahead and make that purchase.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. It's 9:22. Just a follow-up to that, Rose. Over the holidays, I was talking with somebody, and they had an experience with a friend on a cruise where they literally had to be medevaced back to the United States. With this particular insurance that you're referring to, does that cover those kinds of costs?
Yeah, one of the policies that we offer, which does offer just the health insurance, the medical coverage, does have a medevac plan, and it's, I believe, $500,000. Now, that seems exorbitant and something that maybe isn't necessary, but when you start talking about what it would cost to airlift somebody out of a foreign country, it is incredibly expensive. Many of the listeners probably are aware of the fact that on the 19th of January, I'm going to be taking my trip of a lifetime, which is Antarctica. And the expedition company that we are traveling with requires that you have a medical evacuation clause in the insurance that you purchase.
9:23. If you want to get through to talk with Rose Gray, our number is 855-616-1620. That's the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. And we'll get to more of your calls. It's all ahead right here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. It is 26 degrees at 9:23.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton's on his trip, arranged by Rose Gray and Fox World Travel. And we've got a question here on the Talk and Text line from, it doesn't have a name, but they want to know if you have any thoughts on Exotica tours in Egypt.
I'm not familiar with Exotica tours, which just means that it is not one of our preferred vendors. That doesn't mean they're terrible. That doesn't mean anything. We belong, Libby, to a consortium at Fox World Travel, which is known as Signature Travel. There are several really good consortium out there that you can belong to. And we chose Signature. And what happens is it's a collection of about 300 or less travel agencies of some size who get together and have a bigger voice, if you will, and have buying power and have perks and benefits that we can offer to our customers, as well as having vetted and made sure that the financial stability of a company is such that we would consider them a preferred vendor. So I don't know of that vendor, but that doesn't mean they're not good. I just don't know of them.
All right. Well, we've got another question here, and it's on a call from, I think it's Judy in Illinois. And Judy, what's your question about Punta Cana, is it?
Yeah, we're flying Frontier, and I understand that they have no customer service, but there is a form that we have to fill out before entry. How do I get this form?
Well, you can get it from your travel advisor can print it out for you. You can also get it online. And also, because they don't, they still have people at the ticket counter. I will be very honest with you. Thankfully, Andrea was on the show with me a couple of weeks ago, and we had this same call. And people were very much stressing over the Punta Cana forms. And we found out that... We absolutely, positively did not even need them, and they weren't checked. So,
I'm so relieved. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. I love your show.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. And honestly, if they did find out that particular day they decided they were going to be looking for them, they would give them to you. I've also been in a position where they didn't have them on the plane and they didn't have them at the airport. And then when we got to Punta Cana, they needed them and they handed them out to us as we got off the plane.
So. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
Same to you.
Okay.
Rose,
bye-bye.
What are on these forms? Why is
They're immigration forms, and they basically are asking where you're staying, how long you're going to be there, and that kind of thing. I did just get a text from the director of our vacation department who let us know that our phones are down at Fox World Travel.
Oh.
So calls and texts are not going through right now, so everybody make sure that you... Hang on there.
Well, all the more reason.
Thank you so much.
All the more reason you want to call Rose here right now.
That's right.
Now.
So, Judy, just wait till the phones are up. Thanks.
Okay,
and the old Packers.
Go Packers.
Go Packers. Okay, bye-bye.
The old National Bank talk and text line, old National Bank and old, is 855-616-1620. If you want to get through to Rose right now. And I'll tell you what, Rose, here in the next half hour, we have a special guest talking about a place I loved. And that was Northern Ireland, and she takes it one step further because she talks about Scotland as well, and there's an upcoming trip.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this one. We have a special guest joining us after Wyatt's News.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And welcome back. Dayton Kane's off today. I'm Libby Collins. We have Rose Gray here with a very special guest, Deb Schneider. She's the tour manager for Fox's Group Departure, Fascinating Northern Ireland and Scotland. And I can't think of a better place I'd like to visit than going back to Ireland and seeing Scotland. And Rose, let's introduce Deb.
All right. So, Deb, thank you so much for taking some time out of your Saturday to join us.
Of course. I am excited to be here.
Well, so we should tell everybody that Deb is definitely new to Fox, but not new to the travel industry. Give us a little bit of your background, Deb.
Well, let me see. So growing up in England, it really gave me the chance to travel a lot because everything is so close. You know, you can just jump on a hovercraft and get over to France or just jump on a plane and go to Spain. So I definitely grew up traveling. And then when I met my husband, he had the same travel bug. So we honeymooned for about 6 months in Australia, Thailand, Malaysia, England, Mexico. Then I started working for United Airlines, which gave me the chance to travel more and learn a lot about the industry, which was wonderful. And then the opportunity came to work for Fox Travel on the business side. And then that opened up the door to move over to Group Vacations, which is right up my alley, as now I get to show other people the wonders of travel and experience the things you can only do if you pack your bag.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. I've had the opportunity to work with Deb on a couple of projects already, and I know if you travel with her, you're going to be absolutely delighted. So your first outing, I guess, is actually going to be Alaska, right?
Yes. I go to Alaska for a couple of weeks, July 30th with the amazing Colleen. So I am very excited about that. So that's going to be my introduction to tour managing.
And then right after that, in September, you're going to be the tour manager for our Fascinating Northern Ireland and Scotland. How exciting is that?
Yes. I cannot wait.
Well, and
yeah,
Deb,
this is going to be one.
This is with Insight Vacations, and you've not had the chance to travel with them yet. Uh-oh, did we lose Deb?
Yeah, I think we did. But you know what? And
we'll get her back.
Are you there?
We'll get her back.
There's Deb. Hey, Deb. Welcome back.
Disappeared. Hello.
Hello. So you are going to have your opportunity to travel with Insight Vacations for the very first time. And you, as you and I were preparing for the for this little segment that you're going to be doing,
yeah.
I couldn't stop raving about Insight Vacations. So you're very excited about that, right?
Oh, I am. Yeah, I'm very excited to work with Insight because they're good friends of ours, and with their connections and, you know, they're so great at putting tours together. And just some of the things that we get for working with Insight means we get to use their luxury 40-passenger coach, which has business class seats. So that will be wonderful. And then talking about their connections, when we're in Ireland, we get to meet people like Ronan, who is an Irish storyteller, who will be taking us around the walled city of Londonderry, which just happens to be the last walled city.
Okay, I think we're cutting out with Deb again, but it's interesting that she's talking about Londonderry because I think that is the oldest walled city.
Oh, there you are
again.
The world.
There you are, Deb.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. It keeps cutting me off.
Isaac, fix that.
Yeah, fix that, Isaac.
I'll tell you what, while Isaac and Deb are taking care of that, and we'll talk a little bit more about Londonderry, the oldest walled city in the world, and we'll take a little break here and come back with more with Deb Schneider and also Rose Gray from Fox World Travel.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Well, Dayton Kane's off, and I'm glad he is because I get to talk to Rose Gray and Deb Schneider from Fox World Travel. And let's get back to Deb because, Deb, it is a fascinating city, and I know you said Londonderry, but over there, don't they just call it Derry?
I think so, yes. Yeah, I mean, that's much easier.
Fewer syllables makes it easier.
So let's talk about the walled city because it's fascinating.
This will be the first time I've ever seen the walled city, so I'm just looking forward to meeting Ronan. I mean, that's what I'm kind of intrigued about, this Irish storyteller. I mean, having a tour where we get somebody like Ronan to take us around is just such a plus. So that's what I'm excited about, meeting him and him telling us everything about it.
Oh, and Libby, you've been there, right?
I have been, yes, I've been to Derry, I've been to Belfast, and I have walked in the giant steps. Believe it or not, Deb, I walked, a girlfriend and I, we went all the way up, which was very easy. Coming down was the problem.
It is a different story, yeah. Well, there's 40,000 interlocking columns, and you know that is the fourth greatest natural wonder in the whole of the United Kingdom.
And it's fast. I'll tell you, if you've never seen it, you have to. It's absolutely amazing. You know, the interesting thing about Northern Ireland, I know a lot of people say, oh, you don't want to go there. You want to go to the south. I found the south, and I loved it, a little touristy, whereas Northern Ireland, I felt, was truly what the country was.
Right. And I think, in the past, a lot of people have just thought, okay, we're going to Ireland, we're just going to go to Dublin. And on this trip, we do fly into Dublin. So this is why this trip is so wonderful. It's pegged as a Northern Ireland, Scotland trip, but we do fly into Dublin. And of course, we go to Trinity College, which is going to be amazing, and then see the Book of Kells. And then we actually have a VIP entrance to the Book of Kells at Trinity College. And then we're going to head over to Galway and up to Sligo Bay, and then we'll make our way into Northern Ireland.
And you must also let everybody know that included in this itinerary is St. Andrews, which would be my oh my gosh, high point of my trip. So I think there's just something for everybody on this. And so many people have already done Ireland. We know that at Fox World Travel, it's the three I's. It's Iceland, Ireland, and Italy that are always on the top 10 destination lists for our customers. So we know a lot of people have done Ireland, but that typically means the smile, as we like to call it, Dublin to Shannon. And this takes you up into Northern Ireland and Scotland.
And let's talk a little bit about Scotland. You mentioned St. Andrews, but that's not all you're going to see. I mean, you've got a real Highlands experience while you're there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And what also is kind of cool is that we know that Scotch has become kind of a trendy drink these days. So we're going to have some opportunities to try some fascinating single malt Scotches while we're over there as well. Boy, do I sound like golf and Scotch. That's all I want to talk about.
Well, and also I see that there's a high tea, and I know some of the hotels that are on this itinerary, like the Europa in Belfast. I stayed there. It was absolutely just one of the nicest hotels where I've ever stayed. So elegant and just a place you don't want to miss on this itinerary. Like I said, I've been to about half of the places on this, and you will never get another trip like this.
Do we have Deb back, Isaac? Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just move on then while Isaac's trying to get Deb here and talk about how listeners can find out
Right, so what they want to do is go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under travel, you will find vacation travel, business travel, and meetings and incentives travel, because we are a full-service travel agency. Under vacation travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations. Then you can go ahead and scroll down until you find fascinating Northern Ireland and Scotland. I checked this morning before I came into the studio, and this trip is over half full already. And I think once everybody hears Deb's fabulous accent and her excitement and her travel background, they're going to want to travel with her. And so this is probably going to fill up faster.
I can only imagine. You know, while I've got you, we've got you here and we're waiting for Deb, Rose, King Charles' coronation is going to take place in May. Are there trips available if anybody wants to go in and see something that they might not see again in their lifetime?
Oh, definitely. We have seen that the airfare has started increasing as people are starting to make that a priority in their list of things they want to do. And we do know that there are ways that you can, in fact, be a closer participant. I'm not going to say you're going to get in and visit with His Highness, but there are definitely packages that we can look into for you that are going to give you an experience that would be second to none. So definitely we want people to take a look at that and make sure that they're dealing with a reputable company and not somebody that's doing somebody what's the word? Shady.
or somebody that maybe you don't want to travel with. Let's just leave it at that. Rose Gray is here. It's the Fox World Travel Show. We're going to have more for you right after this. It's 26 degrees at 949 on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
952, 27 degrees at WTMJ. Still some traffic issues on 4145. Wyatt will have all the details for that right at 10 o'clock during the news. Rose, we've got Bruce here from South Milwaukee, and let's go ahead and take his call on the Fox World Travel Show. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, do we have Bruce?
Okay, well, that's, you know what? We might be having some problems with the phone line then. So let's go back and talk to Rose a little bit more. Rose, you've got a trip to Tuscany.
Yeah,
so I wanted to ask you about, because you mentioned the three I's, Iceland, Ireland, and Italy.
Yeah. So what's happened here is Steve Scafidi's Explore Tuscany trip sold out so quickly, and we had such an incredibly long wait list that what we did at Fox World Travel is really quite genius. Just turned around and said, hey, what if Rose came back from that trip with Steve and 9 days later just turned around and did it again? Now, you don't get Steve Scafidi, but you do get Rose Gray. And what we love so much about this trip is that it is what we would call a hub and spoke. We've now used that term twice during the show, Libby, right? We used it when we talked about major airlines, and now we're using it again when we talk about this trip. Because what people have told us is we really like that whole concept where you stay someplace for more than two nights and maybe just venture out on day trips. And so this itinerary is exactly that. We stay in Montecatini, Italy for 7 of the 9 nights that we are on this trip. Now, we do then venture the last 2 nights and we go into Florence, because I felt like that was kind of important, because we really need to spend some quality time in Florence. But We are literally in the Tuscany region of Italy for 7 days, and we just go out and do day trips where we see vineyards and olive groves and chestnut trees and all of the things that Tuscany is so known for. And then we head off and do Florence and see the David and all of the things that you want to do when you're in Florence. So that trip is also over half full already. So if you're considering that, September 27th through October 7th, what a great time to be in Italy while they're starting to harvest grapes and olives. Please reach out to one of our travel advisors and let them know so that they can get you more information. You can find that on our website as well, foxworldtravel.com, Fox Group Vacations, and then Explore Tuscany with Rose Gray.
Rose, I've never been to Italy, but I have to ask you, does wine always taste better when you're sampling it at the vineyard?
Absolutely. And that's true for Napa Valley or Tuscany or the Rhone Valley in France or Chile or New Zealand or wherever you're sampling your wine. It always tastes better when you're at the vineyard.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, it's a great trip, as you always have. And you're leaving for Antarctica when?
On the 19th of January. So I'll be back with you next week. And then I will probably be starting to become a nervous wreck because the reality of this is starting to set in as I'm purchasing my socks and my boots and my waterproof pants, something I never owned in my life, Libby, was a pair of waterproof pants. And as I'm starting to pack those things and get ready for this trip. So I will be out the 19th to the 2nd of February. Our good friend Colleen Alsberg will be filling in. And I cannot tell you how absolutely giddy with excitement I am about this trip. It's been over 3 years in the making. We had a few little setbacks, one of which was the pandemic, and it's finally happening.
Well, and is there something in particular you're looking forward to more than anything else?
I really do think that it's just, as somewhat selfish as this sounds, my opportunity to get to that last continent. So this will be my seventh continent, and then I can die a happy girl because I've been to all the seven continents. So shortly thereafter, on the 14th of February, I take off for New Zealand and Australia with another group. But that's so far in the future that I'm not even looking ahead to that. I'm focusing mainly on this Antarctica trip and all that it's going to have to offer. And honestly, when you look at an Antarctic excursion itinerary, they're hilarious because they basically are just very, very open because they let it up to the ship's captain as to what it is we're going to do and how we're going to navigate. It's all based on weather conditions and where we can get in and what we can see at any given time. But I guarantee you there will be whale pictures and there will be penguin pictures.
And how exciting, though, that you're actually on an adventure because you don't know what's ahead.
That's right.
That's amazing.
That's exactly
Rose,
right.
I know a lot of people right now are thinking about getaways for spring break and all these other great trips, even looking ahead to where they're going to go in the summer. And I know you've got all kinds of possible tours, but even if somebody's got something in mind and they want to have a tour made just for them, you can put that together for them at Fox World Travel.
Oh, absolutely. So we do not only group tours. We definitely do individual reservations for people who are looking to do something on their own. And what I love about it is you have an opportunity to find a specialist within our stable of well-traveled travel advisors who probably has been to that area. And unlike some places where we're driven by commission or we're driven by individual sales, that's not what Fox is about at all. Fox is about getting the right person and you in contact so that we can make that customized trip, that perfect trip. You know, sometimes you've got this vision of what it is you want your trip to be. And sometimes our travel advisor will say to you, you know what? You're putting too much in one reservation. You're trying so hard to not miss anything that you're going to miss things simply because you're blowing through this itinerary. Let's slow down. Can you devote more time to this? Can we break this up and call this one trip and then in a couple years do the other trip? Because we really want you to have the best possible experience. And again, as I said to one of the callers, we use, or the texters, we use vetted tour operators so that we know that they're reliable, they're financially stable, that we've got a voice when something may go wrong, because I'd like to stand here and tell everybody that nothing ever goes wrong, and we know that's not true. So when it may happen, we've got your back. We've got your back, Rose, because we trust those vendors.
Rose Gray, you'll be back with us next week on the Fox World Travel Show, and right after the news, it's Money's Talk right here on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.